USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear masks. End quote. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new hate bill in the Senate gets bipartisan approval. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking 3 Asian American women in 2 separate incidents back in March.
The Pentagon has confirmed that the 18-second video of 3 UFOs hovering over the USS Russell in July of 2019 is authentic. At one point, the UFOs matched the speed and bearing of one destroyer for 90 minutes off the coast of San Diego, according to the ship's logs. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Pole position number one for Sunday's NASCAR race, Martin Truex Jr. talks about his recent successes.
Confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. So I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that and you know, in the Cup Series, it's, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. But, you know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, it's, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond, like 3 or 4 races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other. And, you know, as I mentioned, especially at Martinsville, being able to just work on similar things year after year with the same group the guys for the most part and continuing to, you know, improve on small things and really just, you know, believe in what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that, that team chemistry that we've had over the years, has been really good. And we've been able to fine tune on these places.
America is historic road course and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
NASCAR in Richmond, Virginia starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.